Now you've watched the demonstration, I want to talk about some key distinctions in listing eye accessing patterns before you actually do an exercise yourself. Firstly, there's the things I talked about earlier on this CD as to whether the person has a look to listen or a look to talk rule. If you're doing a formal elicitation, it's important to tell the person to switch their look to listen and look to talk rule off, and just say it's totally okay for you to move your eyes in whatever way you want to be able to answer my questions most easily. Other things that can cause confusion in listing eye accessing patterns is that some people, when you ask them the question, will always move their eyes to their lead system first. So for instance, if someone has a visual lead and you ask them one of the kinesthetic questions, then what they'll do is they'll move their eyes into visual remembered before they're moving their eyes to kinesthetic. In fact, what might happen is they might move their eyes to visual remembered immediately you ask all of the questions before moving their eyes to the eye accessing pattern that you were expecting. Some people actually hear the question again in their mind. So what you'll notice then is you ask them the question, their eyes will move to auditory remembered, they hear the question again, and then they move their eyes to where you're expecting. Other people repeat the question to themselves again. So you ask the question, you see their eyes move to AD, they repeat the question to themselves, and then their eyes move to where you were expecting. Other people have what's called synesthesia patterns. We'll talk about synesthesia patterns in a lot more detail on our CD on strategies. Briefly, a synesthesia pattern is where you have two or more representational systems which are overlapping each other. So for instance, you might have somebody who has a visual remembered kinesthetic synesthesia. This means they can get a feeling whilst seeing a picture. If you ask somebody one of the kinesthetic questions who has a VK synesthesia, their eyes will go up into visual remembered and they'll be getting the feeling, but you won't actually see the kinesthetic eye accessing pattern. For other people, if they have unresolved emotional trauma in the past, there might be certain eye accessing patterns which it's not okay or comfortable for them to access. If somebody has a lot of unresolved negative emotions in the past, for instance, they might not actually feel comfortable moving their eyes into kinesthetic because it doesn't feel good. So when you ask them kinesthetic questions, their eyes move somewhere else. Also, you might have somebody who has a negative anchor or negative association to a particular eye accessing pattern. Let me give you an example. Let's say there's a child at school. Teacher asks them a question, catches them by surprise. They have a visual lead system, so to answer the question, to get the answer, they move their eyes up into visual remembered. The teacher then shouts at them, "It's not up there!" which immediately has them feel bad, embarrassed in front of their classmates. What now happens is that every time they move their eyes up into visual remembered, they feel bad, so they don't want to do it. That can also cause the eye accessing patterns not to come out as expected from the eye accessing chart. These are some key distinctions to bear in mind when you're listing eye accessing patterns from people.